We begin today with tennis, and the Czech women's team suffered one of their biggest Fed Cup drubbings ever at the weekend, failing to take even a single set against Italy in a semi-finals clash. The defending champions, playing on their preferred surface clay and in front of a home crowd in Rome, were always likely to be tough opponents, and so it proved. The Italians dispatched Lucia Hradecka and Lucia Šafářová in the first two singles rubbers, giving the Czech women a huge mountain to climb on Sunday in the best-of-five tie. But any lingering hopes the Czechs had of reaching the final were quickly extinguished when Flavia Panetta beat Petra Kvitová 7-6, 6-2 early on Sunday afternoon, giving Italy an unassailable 3-love lead. The hosts then compounded the visitors' misery by winning the last two matches to take the tie 5-love. Czech captain Petr Pala had this to say afterwards.
Porážka 5-0 není příjemná, dostali jsme trošku lekci z Antukové hry.
Losing 5-love isn't pleasant. They gave us a bit of a lesson in how to play on clay, in terms of movement and how to play on that surface. Basically, we expected they would play as well as they did. Our girls would have had to play at their absolute best in order for the matches to be more balanced.
Aby ty zápasy byly vyrovnanější.
Moving on to ice hockey, and there was bad news for Czech coach Vladimír Růžička on Sunday. Patrik Eliáš, who captained the side at the Olympics, had said before the NHL playoffs that he would play in next month's World Championship in Germany if his club New Jersey Devils were knocked out. That has come to pass, but Eliáš now says he won't be going to Germany for personal reasons, adding his name to a growing list of NHL players unavailable for Germany. Meanwhile, Petr Sikora, one of the pillars of the Pardubice team that won the Czech Extraliga last week, has also cried off, citing family reasons. By the way, Pardubice's success has led to a heated debate in Czech hockey circles over whether Růžička should change his mind and pick goaltender Dominik Hašek, who is 45, for the squad for the World Championship. Finally, some soccer news, and UK media reports that Tomáš Rosický could be heading from Arsenal to either his former club Borussia Dortmund or another Bundesliga side Stuttgart have been denied. Rosický's brother Jiří, who works for the midfielder's agent Pavel Paska, has described the story as nonsense. The 29-year-old has been at Arsenal since 2006 and signed a contract extension with the club only a few months ago. That's all the sport for today.